Lesson number 13, the sanctified life. The word sanctification has two parts. The Latin sanctus means holy, or set apart for God. Holiness is wholeness for God. Fication, second half of the word, is derived from the Latin fio, to become, or facere, to make, from which we get fabricate and factory. Sanctification is to become holy or be made holy. Both ideas should be brought into our understanding of the word sanctification. After the disciple has been born again by accepting Jesus as his Savior and Lord, he rejoices in his forgiveness, but he is still only a babe in Christ. This new birth is a work of the Spirit which takes but a moment. It is called justification by faith. Then the believer must grow by drinking the sincere milk of the Word. After he has been weaned from the ABCs of Scripture, he must regularly feed upon the meat, or more solid portions of the Word. As he daily eats and drinks of the inspired Word, he sees more and more clearly his own sinfulness, and in contrast, the ideals that he must attain, which Christ so clearly exemplified. The Spirit abides in his life, in power, through continuous prayer, and he gradually incorporates into his life those ideas which are being revealed to him day by day by the Spirit. This is the process of sanctification, and it is the work of a lifetime. It is characterized by the terms walking and growing, which emphasize constant, continuous, day by day, moment by moment development. There is no stopping place in sanctification. For higher than the highest human thought can reach is God's ideal for his people. Part number one, exhortations to godly living. Unblameable contains the idea that although an act might be wrong, the person committing it is not to be blamed. A child learning to write might not capitalize the first person pronoun, I. He does not yet know the right usage. When the Lord judges humanity, he takes into an account that this man or woman or child was born there or there. Biblical perfection is the optimum possible. The possibilities for the man with 5 talents are entirely different from the possibilities of the man with 1 talent. Or the man with 2 talents. The man with 2 talents attained 2 more and got 4. His 4 talents were fewer than the man who had originally started with 5, who ended up with 10, 2.5 times as much. Perfection in Scripture is the optimum possible. IQ, education, health, body, genes, circumstance, everything. God judges with true justice. Paul urges his readers to establish their hearts, their minds, in such a state that they do not willingly commit any known act that is wrong. He strongly recommended that each member should know how to possess his or her vessel or spouse in an honorable and sanctified relationship through the indwelling Spirit. This striving toward holiness or sanctification must continually be motivated by love. This divine principle, which maintains ideal relationships, which are defined by law, is not a mere emotional reaction. This kind of Christian walk will please God at all times. This sanctification is holiness or wholeness for God, a committal of our fullest capacity to His will and to His ways. It is a never-ending striving toward whatever ideal the Spirit reveals to our minds. Ellen White noted, "When it is in the heart to obey God, when efforts are put forth to this end, Jesus accepts this disposition and effort as man's best service, and He makes up for the deficiency with His own divine merit. But He will not accept those who claim to have faith in Him and yet are disloyal to His Father's commandments." Selected Messages, Book 1, 338. Part 2, The Agent of Sanctification. The divine agent who brings about sanctification in the life of the disciple is the Holy Spirit. The followers of Christ are to become like Him by the grace of God, forming characters in harmony with the principle of His holy law. This is Bible sanctification. This work can be accomplished only through faith in Christ, by the power of the indwelling Spirit of God and a mind totally given over to the control of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ellen White said, Desire of Ages 668, "If we consent, He will so identify Himself with our thoughts and aims, so blend our hearts and minds into conformity to His will, that when obeying Him, we shall be but carrying out our own impulses. The will, refined and sanctified, will find its highest delight in doing His service. Obedience through the power of the Spirit is the evidence of true sanctification." Part number 3, Bodily Sanctification. Sexual purity of every kind is a requirement of the true disciple. The body is the vehicle through which the mind works, and the Lord requires it be maintained in a state of purity and holiness in every relationship, so that the mind or heart might always be right with Him. Satan is ever on the lookout to pollute the soul through the avenue of sex. By worldly friendships, by the charms of beauty, by pleasure-seeking, by mirth, feasting, or the wine cup, he tempts to the violation of the seventh commandment. Patriarchs and Prophets 4:57. The Christian must abstain from all appearances of evil, at all times and before all people. Part number 4, Complete Sanctification. Paul's earnest desire for his converts is that they might allow God to sanctify them wholly, including their intellect and the emotions and the body. Without this holiness, no person will ever look upon the face of God. Now, this state can be brought about only by continuous turning of our eyes to the ideals of Jesus. When our minds wander, and we do what the disciples do, fail to watch with Christ 1 hour, we are to pray for forgiveness and turn our eyes again on Jesus. Back and forth, up and down, a battle and a march, this process of sanctification will continue as long as we have breath. God never gives up. The Spirit never leaves us. The person who finally is unsanctified has himself fallen by the wayside. Part number 5, Christ our Sanctification. Before he left his disciples to return to his Father, Jesus promised to send them the Holy Spirit as his personal representative on earth. He would dwell within the personality in the same mysterious relationship in which the Godhead indwelt humanity in Jesus. He would guide into all truth and comfort and sustain his followers to the end of time. In the process of sanctification, the Spirit as Christ's presence in the mind is calling all to a life of holiness. Paul gave wonderful promises to the Thessalonians, the most striking of which, in my mind, has been my favorite since I first encountered it. Faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. 1 Corinthians 5:24. I have proved it right on countless occasions. When God calls a person to do something, this is a guarantee that he will empower or enable him to carry it through. This process of sanctification will never end, as I have said. So long as Satan reigns, Ellen White noted, we shall have self to subdue, besetting sins to overcome. So long as life shall last, there will be no stopping place, no point which we can reach and say, I have fully attained. Sanctification is the result of lifelong obedience. Acts of the Apostles 5:60. The sanctified life is the Christ-filled life. And while we cannot claim perfection, Ellen White continues, perfection of the flesh, we may have Christian perfection of the soul. Through the sacrifice made on our behalf, sins may be perfectly forgiven. Our dependence is not on what man can do. It is in what God can do for man through Christ. When we surrender ourselves wholly to God, fully believe, the blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. Conscience can be freed from condemnation. Through faith in his blood, all may be made perfect in Christ Jesus. Thank God that we are not dealing with impossibilities. We may claim sanctification. We may enjoy the favor of God. We are not to be anxious about what Christ and God think of us, but about what God thinks of Christ, our substitute. We are accepted in the Beloved. The Lord shows to the repenting, believing one that Christ accepts the surrender of his soul to be molded, fashioned after his own likeness. Second selected messages, 32 and 33. As we look back over the epistles of Paul to the Thessalonians, we see a tender shepherd pointing out areas of weakness, stirring them up to renewed effort, giving them insights into the love of God, displaying to them an example of true Christian living and keeping before them the need to be ready for Christ's return. What a wonderful message the Thessalonians give to us Seventh-day Adventists.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This recording has been digitally reprocessed from the original audio cassette or reel-to-reel in order to make this CD available. The audio quality was improved as much as possible. International copyright, American Christian Ministries. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministries.org. There you would discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with our speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.